Well, do you know that today, no, not today, tomorrow, is the Day of the Playwright? Well, if you don't, it's hardly surprising because, to coin a phrase, it's a brand new day. The Australian Writers Guild is turning 50 this year, and to celebrate, they've created this special day for playwrights and to mark the Australian theatre scene. And there's a series of workshops and mentoring sessions being taken by some of the top writers, including Lally Katz, Nikki Bloom and Declan Green. That's all happening tomorrow at Flinders University in Adelaide. To tell us all about it, Andrew Bevell joins us. He's the writer of When the Rain Stops Falling, Speaking in Tongues and so many, many more. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Michael.
Nice to have you here. When I was in Cairns last week, I noticed there's a production of When the Rain Stops Falling just about to come on there.
There is. I think it might have even opened. I heard it was a very good one too.
Gosh, I thought it was the weekend after next, but there you go. With me in the studio is Patricia Cornelius, who was one of the writers on Who's Afraid of the Working Class, along with you, Andrew, actually. Love, Do Not Go Gentle, lots of plays. Good morning.
Hello, Michael.
Lovely to have you here. Now, this idea, Andrew, is your, it's your idea. Why do we need the Day of a Playwright?
Well, I think it's really important that we provide a way, a kind of doorway for young and emerging writers to, you know, to kind of find their way into the industry. And the best way to do that is to, you know, give them contact with living and practicing writers who have found the way in and are, to various degrees, you know, being successful playwrights out there. I remember when I was young, I was sort of, you know, one of the big questions is, well, how do I begin? And how do I begin to test my ideas? Mm. So really, and also, Michael, it's a really interesting time for playwrights. At the moment, we're kind of having this director-led renaissance of Australian theatre, and that's fantastic. But in the process, I think there's been a loss of focus on the development and nurturing of new writing in this country. So the opportunity really came out of that.
You wrote a pretty tough article for Storyline, which is the Australian Writers Guild magazine. You said, you talked about the writers of talent who've been lost through a cruel process of attrition because our theatre cannot sustain them. It had, for whatever reason, no place for them. So many dreams, so much talent, stalled, thwarted, abandoned. You sound cross.
Oh, no, I'm not necessarily cross. I mean, I think I'm taking a particular position with that piece. As a provocation, really, to try and ask some of those important questions.
Well, you talk about Patricia's play, Do Not Go Gentle. She's here, so she's not going to tell us how good it is, so you better tell us how good it is.
Yeah, look, I think that's the classic example. Do Not Go Gentle is a play that has been significantly recognised through a number of awards, including, I think, 3 Premiers Literary Awards and the major Writers Guild Award. And clearly, by all assessments, it's recognised as a significant and important Australian play, and yet it has not been produced by one of the major theatre companies. And in that article, I'm simply asking, what is this emerging gap between what we value as writers and what we recognise as being significant and of value, and what the theatre companies are choosing to put on?
Patricia Cornelius, what do you make of this debate?
I think. With a debate about whether work's being put on.
Yeah.
I think it's becoming harder and harder all the time. I think that the demise of the smaller and middle-range companies has really endangered a lot of playwrights, and they used to have a great commitment to Australian works, and mainstream companies put on a couple of Australian works each year, and it's not really servicing us.
It varies a bit, doesn't it? I mean, the Black Swan, I know, it's got 6 plays in its season, this coming season. 3 of them are Australian. So there are companies that are doing...
Black Swan's an exception, and they've really been, you know, going out to put on not only Australian plays, but Australian plays of relatively large scale, which is, you know, one of the really important things, Michael. I think what's happened to Australian writing is that we've all become chamber piece writers, because whilst the companies continue to do large-scale works by Shakespeare, they're less willing to take the risk on a larger Australian work. But Black Swan is an exception.
Shakespeare is pretty good, though.
Shakespeare's great and really important, really important, but...
He gets a good go. He gets a good go, Shakespeare.
Yeah, not at the expense of ambitious Australian work or Australian writers who are trying to reach beyond the 2, 3, 4 handers.
Do you feel that, Patricia? I mean, I wonder whether there is actually an appetite for Australian stories. Is that what's failing here?
Yes, I think so. I think it's sort of unbelievable that there isn't an appetite for them, because it kind of harks back to a past where we cringed at our own whatever we made of our world. And I think that it's just a shame because the stories are pertinent and powerful.
See, I think this is, to
and
me,
our
this
vernacular
is
powerful. The way we talk, the way that we place ourselves in the world is something that we need to celebrate and also to critique.
I don't understand why people aren't rising up and demanding Australian stories, more Australian stories on television. You know, people love Midsummer Murders, and that's fine, but why isn't there a great cry in the street, where is the Australian Midsummer Murders? I don't understand.
I don't know either. I think it is still a kind of legacy of the cringe, but also I think there's an anxiety about writers saying things that are too harsh about Australia. And I think it's odd because there's a lot of talk in the theatre world about subscription audiences and how subscription audiences will not take hard-hitting plays, will not take things that might be offend them or worry them. But actually the very base of theatre, the very core of theatre is to not necessarily be offensive, but certainly to be bothersome. Mm. That what we love is to be bothered. We come out of the theatre, we don't want to talk about where we're going to have coffee. We want to talk about the ideas. We want to talk about whether we thought they were rubbish. We want to talk about how they affected us or moved us. And yet it seems like a lot of the companies are really afraid of moving anybody.
Mm. Andrew, you've worked on some big films and TV projects, notably in the US, and to the rest of us, I suppose it seemed like a sign of success. Everyone was saying, oh gosh, Andrew's really made it. What keeps you returning to the theatre?
Oh, look, I really strive to be able to be involved in both. The theatre remains for me a place that I feel like I can push the ideas of writing and the form of writing. Film's actually a very particular a form, and you have to adhere to that. So as a writer, I feel it's I can be less exploratory, if you like. And the theatre remains a place for me where ideas can be explored.
And also, Andrew, the theatre respects writers.
Yeah. Look, the film industry does too. The film and theatre respects good writing. I mean, I noticed that that Simon Stone said yesterday in The Australian that, again, he said that, well, the text of a play doesn't live on the page. And I know what he's trying to say. Yes, we write for the theatre, which, you know, is a very particular form. But if my text doesn't live on the page, it's not going to live on the stage either. And if he fails to understand that, he fails to understand what the very nature of writing for the theatre is.
Mm. Writing. Yeah. You're starting to break up there, Andrew. Just see if you can jiggle about a bit. There's been a bit of talk, Patricia, about the lack of female playwrights. I mean, I'm hesitate to ask you this because I should declare that I'm married to a female playwright, so I don't want this to be seen as self-serving. But what do you make of that idea, that women particularly are having a rough trot?
Well, the last couple of years there's been statistics about the number of women playwrights that are actually produced, and it's really alarming. And there's two kind of arguments that are happening, and it's about the lack of Australian works being produced, but then again the lack of women being represented in those works. And I was doing actually with your partner on a panel recently, and we were talking a lot about what it is. I mean, do you have to write better? Do you have to write? How do you get into the face of these companies? How do you kind of make them feel that we have as equally as powerful voice and the ideas are of the same relevance? And it appears that the doors are shut for a lot of women, especially younger women. It's quite alarming in terms of how they all enter into the companies, how they'll get a relationship with the companies and get their work on.
Now, we better talk, because time has almost beaten us here, what's happening tomorrow. Patricia, you've been very involved in setting up the program. What's going on? Have you got the details of all this?
Yeah, I have. I'm actually mostly a participant, and Andrew and the Writers Guild have set the program mostly.
All right.
But a lot of it is about us, the for playwrights that are coming, are mentoring and taking sessions, and mine is about research, and I think Declan's is about dramaturgy, an alternative dramaturgy.
Briefly, anything that you can add there, Andrew?
Yeah, we're bringing a really broad cross-section of really interesting writers to Adelaide. We've had a really good response, and we're also bringing a group of local directors together to talk about what sort of plays interest them and what sort of plays are likely to be put on. So it's both a collection of forums and very practical workshops.
All right. Well, it sounds terrific. We'll put details of all of that on our website so people can find out exactly what's going on.
Great.
Andrew and Patricia, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Michael.
Andrew Bevell is the brains behind the Day of the Playwright, and Patricia Cornelius, one of the organisers, and they, of course, are leading Australian playwrights.